This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Have you fed your virtual pet today? In the words of the court, this is a copyright case between business competitors who sell virtual animals in the virtual world known as Second Life. A real-life judge has ruled that a virtual horse store can sue a virtual bunny broker for copyright infringement. It seems one of the most popular user-created objects sold in the Second Life virtual world is the breedable animal, which mimics the life cycle of a real animal. They eat to survive, they sleep, and they even replicate. This case pitted a company called Amaretto, which sells virtual horses, against a company called Ozimals, which sells virtual bunnies. And the court held that Amaretto has a valid claim that Ozimals may have infringed its copyright on the software program used to create breedable animals. So Amaretto has won by a click, and while it's no bunny's business, you might try a Second Life. Just make sure you don't end up in a virtual dead heat. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.